T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
On third and goal from the 4-yard line, Watson calling for the snap. Here it is. Deshaun looking. He's got time. Fires left side, and he hits DeAndre for the touchdown.
Put a nail in it, baby. The starters played last night for one series, and man, did they look good. This is Clint Sterner. You listen to Clint and Kamala on Sports Radio 610. I am in studio with Wade Smith. I almost said Wade Wilson. Remember old Wade Wilson?
Of course I do. There's a lot of Wades I get confused for. There's Wade Wilson, Wade Phillips.
My gibberish. I would never confuse you. I love both of you guys, man. Wade Wilson. God bless his soul. Yeah, y'all don't favor each other.
We don't favor much too much. At all. Yeah.
Cecil. He's about 6'2", white quarterback. That's about 20 years older than Wade, by the way.
So that's exactly opposite.
You look a little confused.
You never heard of Wade Wilson?
Nah, I never heard of him.
He was a quarterback coach in Dallas when I was there. He passed away recently. So God bless his soul, man. But that was Deshaun Watson to Nuke Hopkins for the first touchdown of 2019 for them too, man. What an unbelievable drive. And while we're talking about it, let's revisit that first drive before we dive into these receivers, because I think it was just, when you talk about receiver play, spreading the ball around, using pace, protecting the quarterback, getting the ball out quick, using pre-snap movements.
Yeah.
I mean, all those things are what we've talked about, Cecil, for a year now. We've got to see more of it. And for one drive, man, it was special.
It looked good. And like you said, we've been talking about this since last year. We want to see more movement. We want to see you move Hopkins around. We want to see him get the ball, him being Deshaun Watson, get the ball out quickly. And he was just simply taking what the defense gave him. I think Wade made a good point off air. We're in the studio next door. A lot of the times during the game, the lines were dropping 8. So they only had 3 guys rushing.
Yeah.
But he was still finding guys open. If it was Darren Fales for the first play of the season. Or whoever it was, he was finding open guys. And the thing about him, what I love, he scrambles and he doesn't look to run. He looks to make a play down the field and throw to his receivers. And as a receiver, you love it. Because scrambling isn't, you can do whatever. You can push, you can shove.
Yeah.
All you got to do is get open and find an open lane.
See, so you know what's crazy, man, is you always try to teach quarterbacks to always stay a threat in the pass game, right? When you take off, don't tuck the ball when you immediately start running, because then the linebackers are going, they're coming to you. As long as you keep the ball in the peck pocket or you keep your eyes downfield, then they're going to continue to retreat. And that's what Watson does so well. He keeps the play alive and he remains a pass threat until the last minute, and then he goes and gets it.
Yep.
I mean, if he didn't do that, it would handcuff his QB quicks. It would handcuff his athletic ability to go make plays, because relatively speaking, them linebackers are just as athletic, right? And so he's just got a unique knack for making that happen. And that first drive, the first play, when Hopkins comes in motion and it creates space for Darren Fells, the tight end runs a very simple option route, 6 yards deep, balls out, left tackle looks good, whole offensive line looks good. We just got to see more of that throughout this season. And I want to apologize to my man Five. I made a statement last week on the radio, and I said, and even the week before, I said, look, I mean, I just think these skilled players on this team, tight ends and receivers, are they're in a bad situation, because there's a third-string quarterback that's usually a guy that's a special teams guy, and that's who you're trying to make the team with, and you would rather it be a guy that was at least getting quality reps all camp long to be in the huddle with. Well, I've seen enough from Joe Webb.
I mean,
there's a lot. Look, there's a lot of sandlot tendencies, but damn it, you got to do what you got to do when you're out there. And I'm talking about, I mean, putting throws on the money, giving guys opportunities to make plays, and that's all you can ask for. And I saw several young guys get touches.
Yep.
And as I'm watching the film, y'all, I'm like, well, Vincent Smith probably should have, at least he had an opportunity to catch. The quarterback's giving him an opportunity.
Yep.
Deshaun Watson gave him one on the first drive. Webb gave him one on the second and third drive. And he didn't make the opportunity, and bam, unbelievable throw on the fade route. Probably an ill-advised throw, because that's a good safety probably would have got a hand on that.
Yeah.
But it was a big time catch. And so I want to talk to you about Tyron Johnson. He's a guy. ESPN wrote an article about camp MVPs to this point. Kind of one one off articles where it's most of the guys mentioned are guys that you wouldn't expect to be quote unquote MVPs.
Right.
They've played well enough the first 3 weeks of camp to make the team. And Tyron Johnson was that guy that ESPN listed as the camp MVP. And I see a guy that can play a little bit. Yeah. I don't know if I'm ready to call it an MVP. Talk to me a little bit about Tyron Johnson, what you've seen.
Well, Tyron, just throughout camp, has made a lot of plays, especially in practice. And I think that's where it starts for anybody, especially a receiver. You have to make plays to get noticed. You have to go out there. When the ball comes your way, make it the completion. At the end of the day, we can fix your route. We can fix, you know, some of the tendencies that you have bringing from college. But you have to catch the ball and make plays. Numerous times in one-on-ones, he's going deep, getting open. Numerous times during team or 7-on-7, he's making plays. So he's standing out in sense of he's making plays day after day after day. In my mindset, when I played, I got to do one thing a day to get noticed by the coaches. One thing on offense, one thing on special teams. And he's doing that consistently. He's about 6'1", in a 200-pound category. But one thing, week one of preseason, 2 catches, 44 yards. Great job with him and Joe Webb on a scramble drill. Big play down the field. Was able to be strong after that, which actually you saw the strong running in the kick return game this past weekend.
Yeah, fearless.
He looked very strong. He looked like he was having fun, a little high step. Hobby did at the end. Now, you still see the youth. If you watch the game, he let one go. He let one hit his hands.
Yeah, he misjudged and dropped.
He misjudged it. But he's getting open. That's what I like. During the Detroit game, he was getting open 2 or 3 times. He had opportunities. And if he keeps doing that, you can see the potential that he has in him. He can be the 5, the 6 guy there running down on kickoff. And then, you know, when his number is called throughout the season, he'll be ready to make a play.
When earlier in the season, I thought Stevie Mitchell Jr. was really standing out in camp.
I was referring more of him in
the slot. He's built and his skill set appears to be more of a slot guy that in a pinch could be outside, but he was getting a lot of clock outside. But now he's. And you guys know as well as anybody, that's what camp does. It's all about can you stay consistent and consistently climb instead of fall off the map and then show up when the lights are bright and then fall off the map. And so it appears that the most consistent one of the bunch is Tyron Johnson. Did you see – I retweeted it on social media the other day, but did you see the speed – it was a dig, and the DB was riding him inside, and he speed cut the dig over the top of the
nice
DB.
Nice and tight. It was in practice, right?
Yeah. No. It was in a joint scrimmage, I believe. The joint practices, I believe.
Yes, I did see it.
But to me, my point is, Caesar, was like one of the deals where it's one thing for a guy to have speed.
Yep.
But it's another thing for a guy to use it effectively, right? And when he was toying with that guy and knowing he was going to speed cut over the top, and then that burst is one of those that to me a receiver's coach goes, wow, okay,
yeah,
I can't coach that right there. That dude right there has got some instincts.
And when a guy has inside leverage, so the guy had inside leverage on him, and he had a speed turn on top of that and come downhill and be quarterback friendly.
That's it.
And make the completion. That was a great – that was a veteran move by him. So you can tell that receiver coach there is doing good, but also he's picking things up very, very quickly. And that little stuff like that will separate you from the other rookies, from the other guys trying to make the team and yourself.
Well, it appears it's done. I mean, ESPN, again, chose him as the camp MVP to this point. And that MVP, I use that term lightly. That's what they use. It's not – we ain't talking about J.J. Watt. We're talking about just somebody that you didn't expect to arrive that has arrived. And so what I want to do is I want to run around the room real quick and just – y'all give me a guy that, in your opinion – is an MVP. And again, this is just a guy that's arrived and is going to end up helping his football team that 3 weeks ago you didn't know was going to help him.
Well, for me, I think we knew his – he was a guy that's been a mainstay. Three years ago, he had 12 sacks in a season. But you just – his role kind of diminished, or I shouldn't say diminished, but his role was different last year, being Whitney Merciless, where he was dropping back in coverage more.
Yeah.
He didn't get that many opportunities as he would like. He expressed that this offseason to rush the pass and really get his hands in the ground and be able to use his quickness and his speed and his pass rushing moves. But this camp, man, and you guys know, you guys seen it, he's been kicking butt. I mean, if his joint practice is going against the top guys in Green Bay, from what you guys reported and some of the highlights we've seen on Twitter, he's going off. From what I've seen in Detroit, it's the same thing. The game, first series of the game, strip sack, straight hustling, beat the tackle, kept running down, hustle play, and stripped, has the mindset not only to sack the guy, but to strip the ball while he's doing it. So, to me, he's definitely one of the MVPs.
I can't argue with Whitney. What you got, Wade?
I would say this. Okay, the most dominating performer in camp has been J.J. Watt, hands down. But when I'm talking about somebody that's the MVP of training camp, that means I'm trying to factor in my expectations for this player coming into training camp. How available that player has been as far as, like, are they out there day in and day out? And then the actual performance they're putting out there on the field. And so my MVP would be Angelo Blackson. Angelo Blackson is a guy that's been playing at D tackle, clogging up the front all camp long, tackles for loss and goal lines, forcing fumbles. You watched in the game last night, he's causing a pass deflection by bull rushing his guy back into the offensive lineman, back into the backfield, into the quarterback. That's what the Texans were looking for this year, is interior pass rush. And so if you're getting great play from Angelo Blackson, I think that's a key guy that you might not have expected to get that good of a performance. He's an ascending player, and that's what you want. That's what you want. You paid him. He got a nice little deal. It wasn't a crazy deal, but it's a nice deal for him. And he's showing that his value is matching up with his actual performance on the field.
Hey, you know, when we're standing on the sideline, I think I was standing next to you a few days ago, maybe a week ago, and they're running that goal line drill, and you and I are talking about being physical up front, and the offensive line needs to be physical. Guess who was the most physical that day on the field? Blackson. He was killing. And when a guy gets excited about goal line drills, that's a dude you want on the squad. And he was showing out. Mine would be DeAndre Carter. You know, kind of the injury obviously kept him off the radar, but since he's come back, the confidence that he has catching punts, he's clearly the dude. There is no doubt about it. He's the dude. And then you couple that with the chemistry that he has with Deshaun Watson to this point is crazy. It's hard to believe that a guy missed that much camp and just jumps in and just goes back to balling.
Yeah, when we talked to him after the game during the post game show, you could just see the dude exudes confidence.
Oh, yeah.
You can tell that he feels like, you know, I'm healthy. I understand what I need to do, play in and play out.
Yeah.
If someone tries to cover me man coverage, I'm going to dominate him and I'm going to beat him and I'm going to make plays. And you have to be a confident person to be a returner, first of all. Yeah. If you play the return position and you don't have confidence, then you're done. And so he definitely has the confidence there, but he also has it when he's on the field, he's playing slot receiver. And so it puts the Texans in a great position because you have Kiki QT, but, you know, I think when Duke Johnson came here, they're like, well, Duke Johnson is the Kiki QT insurance.
Right.
Like, nah, the Kiki QT insurance is DeAndre Carter.
Hey, look, they can go 10 personnel right now and not miss a wink, boy. They're gonna be fun to watch if this offensive staff can find a way to use them.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.